Wildfires from Canada have been sending smoke south into Washington state, and that has not just produced hazy skies, it's also cooled temperatures by about 5 degrees, and it's given us an orange sunset. Gary Schneider is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says the skies should clear up in a few days.
Well, yeah, as we get later in the week, we're going to get more westerly winds, and in theory, that should start pushing the smoke north and east out of the area.
Schneider says that this smoke is not hazardous for people's health.
Right now, most of the pollution sensors are in the good category, and the smoke's really up in the upper levels. That's why it looks more like clouds. It's not really down low.
More than 180 wildfires are still burning up in British Columbia. Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, told me it's the worst fire season they've ever had.
It's very, very bad. At one point on the weekend, we were adding a forest fire every 50 minutes in British Columbia. The air quality in Vancouver on Monday was Beijing, we were told. Now, admittedly, that's what people in Beijing put up with every day, but people were being told to stay indoors. The Whistler Ski Resort, Holiday Resort, has got major problems. People with asthma have major problems. There have been evacuations here and there in British Columbia. Nothing too major yet in BC. And here in British Columbia also, we haven't had the catastrophe that you had near Wenatchee last week with all the homes burned. So far, fingers crossed, they've managed to contain most of the damage to the forests and, of course, the impact on air quality, which is certainly very significant. I had a little of the experience of this myself, Ross. I was down in Portland for a few days, and I came back through Port Angeles on Sunday night, and we got into Port Angeles, Washington, and my wife and I went, why is the sky orange and black? We thought maybe the apocalypse. No, it was just the forest fires, the smoke that's hanging over the whole Southwest, and of course it's drifting over the United States as well.
It must be much worse than the hazy skies we've seen here in Seattle and Vancouver.
Yeah, it's better today, but it was really bad on the weekend. There are fires around Vancouver, and of course it's coastal. We have these coastal valleys. They trap smoke, so it's made even worse. And the other thing about why this is such a bad season, it's not just because we're getting so many fires so early in the season, Ross, but this is happening all across Western Canada. Normally, we share firefighting resources with other Canadian provinces. We share them with American states. And usually what happens is one place is having a bad season that lends firefighters to other jurisdictions. Well, the province of Saskatchewan is having an even worse season than we are. I think there's been 13,000 residents of Saskatchewan are under one kind of evacuation order after another. Alberta is having a bad season. Manitoba is having a bad season. We've had to reach out as far away as Australia to recruit firefighters. Happily, it's the winter down there, so their crews aren't as busy. Alberta's bringing in firefighters from New Zealand. We're bringing in some firefighters from Eastern Canada, from the province of Quebec. Everybody in British Columbia who knows how to fight a fire is pretty much employed right now. The entire on-staff firefighting crews of the province of British Columbia, and last time I checked, about 700 contract workers as well. So, you know, I guess it can get worse, but it's already pretty bad.
And are the firefighters having success? There seems to be less smoke today. Is that because they've been able to control these fires?
They've had some success. But you know what, and I'm sure you're hearing the same thing in Washington State. I know you hear it in other jurisdictions. There are more fires, they are bigger, and they're burning hotter. They are having to pull crews out of the fires. This is a problem brought on not just by high pressure and high temperatures and dry forests, but it's a chronic thing of the way we've been fighting forest fires for a long time in British Columbia and elsewhere. We put the fires out if we possibly can. Before the modern era, fires used to burn themselves out. They burnt a lot of the undergrowth. They burnt a lot of the dead wood. So they weren't controlled in that way. And as a result, the forest cover was, I guess, maintained is the right way. Now, of course, because of settlement, because the forest industry is so important to the British Columbia economy, we put the fires out. But that just means the fuel builds up in the forests. More and more British Columbians live in communities that are butted up against the forest, and those communities haven't removed all the underbrush either. So there's a whole range of factors that have all come together this year in British Columbia, and as I said, what is shaping up as the worst forest fire season we've had, unless the weather changes, and hope that it does. The government's already spent its entire forest firefighting budget and has gone over that. Well, they'll come up with the money. That's not the problem. It's just, as I said, they're already maxed out in terms of firefighting crews and everything else.
There's the longer-term solution, better forest management, but is this causing any short-term reappraisal about what officials in BC are going to do between now and the end of this wildfire season?
I think hope between now and the end of the season is mainly that, and hoping at least that other jurisdictions don't have as bad a season as we do so we can borrow from elsewhere and hope for a change in the weather. We had a terrible season in 2003, the worst season we had up to that date. We had a public inquiry afterward. The inquiry made a whole bunch of recommendations. Some of those changes occurred. We did a lot of things differently since then. But the one thing we have not kept up with, and we've had a warning on this from our Forest Practices Board this year, we've not kept up with the removal of fuel buildups next to communities, removal in the forests. The way we do that, Ross, very expensive. It costs about $10,000 a hectare to do it because we use on-the-ground crews, and they carefully space the trees and remove the underbrush. The Forest Practices Board pointed out that we could do a lot more for a lot less money if people were willing to put up with controlled burns, which, of course, create smoke, and communities don't like that. If we could use the industrial methods that we use to log our forests, that, too, would allow us to do a lot more with a lot fewer resources. Nobody likes that. So we do it the expensive way, and we're falling behind in removing all of this underbrush and fuel, and we're paying the price for that this year as well.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, just